All right, musical theaters back in action with the Muni. Got a opening weekend coming up, and actually a bunch of opportunities for you to check this out. It is Nickelodeon's The SpongeBob Musical. And joining us in studio here with Springfield's Morning News, I'm Greg Bishop on 92.7 WMAY, Springfield's News and Talk. We've got, of course, you hear him in the newsroom all the time, but you can also see him in stage, Kevin Hart. And joining us also is Connor Dove. Gentlemen, thanks for taking time with us this morning. How are you guys doing?
All right. A little tired, but all right.
A little tired. Connor, yourself?
Doing great, except for these allergies, of course. Decide to act up now, right before opening night.
Well, that's typical, right? I mean, if you got something that you've been waiting for a long time, you've been rehearsing for a long time, then all of a sudden it comes up, and something's going to get in your way. But you guys aren't going to let anything, the show must go on, right? Is that how it goes? Yeah. All right, so tell me about, first off, the weather's been really nice. This weekend's looking like it's going to be great. Friday night, 70 degrees for the high. I mean, you can't go wrong with that. So, Kevin, Connor, take it away. What are we expecting at the Muni this weekend?
So, SpongeBob the Musical is based on the cartoon that's been running on Nickelodeon since 1999, and it's got a score by like 17 different artists or something. Wow. Basically, I think they went to all these artists and said, hey, write your best song for us. So Steven Tyler did a song, T.I. did a song, oh my goodness, who else? Lady Antebellum.
I mean, what about Ween? Didn't Ween have a song?
I think
in SpongeBob, like the actual, I can't remember what Ween song it was, but.
Well, this, no.
They didn't.
Wouldn't be for the musical, no. But
you know, rats. Connor, tell me about your character, Larry the Lobster.
So I play Larry the Lobster. He's kind of this big, swole surfer dude who's really chillaxed, and I have this huge muscle suit, and he's a really fun character to play.
Now, I mean, the reason I laugh is because you're a thin man.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
When you put on the muscle suit, does it boost your ego a bit? Do you feel like
100%.
Arnold Schwarzenegger? Or
it is like a completely different character. It's probably one of the funniest things and probably one of my favorite costumes from any show that I've been in.
So we're talking about SpongeBob the Musical. Opens up at the Muni Friday night, 8:30, but also all weekend long. Plus, they've got shows Monday, Thursday, and the following weekend. And this being the Muni, it's an outdoor venue, so you've got the show starting once the sun starts going down at about 8:30. Tickets available. So be sure to get your tickets. And, of course, the show is going to be based off of SpongeBob, the Nickelodeon TV show. I never really watched it too much, but are you guys going to be looking like the characters? Or how does this work out? No, is somebody going to be walking around in a huge sponge you guys made or something?
No. It's very much people are dressed like the characters obviously in the show are very, it's animated, so you know SpongeBob is, you know, a big sponge, he's square pants, but Devin, who's playing SpongeBob, wears, you know, a big, you know, yellow shirt, suspenders, I believe, and you know, the color of pants, right? Jim Leach, who's playing Mr. Krabs, has you know big claws, well, sort of like boxing glove looking claws, but you know, so people sort of look how, you know, sort of dressed. If you're familiar with the show, they look like the characters, but not to the point where they look like, you know, amusement park sort of.
Right. Like furries. Like a furry. It doesn't look like a furry convention.
No, not like that at all.
Okay,
no.
That's good. But what about, I mean, Larry the Lobster? Connor, do you have lobster hands too, like Jim's going to have?
No, I just have these red gloves. But yeah, it's basically just the muscle suit, and I have these really short silver pants. And I have these really nice red shoes, and yeah, I just wear red gloves. I don't have any claws.
That's good stuff. So again, the Muni opening up this weekend, and you guys typically do shows in the past on Mondays and Thursdays?
I don't think we're doing a Monday show, actually.
Yeah, I think it's Wednesday, Thursday, yeah.
Wednesday!
Friday.
That's my bad. I screwed that up. So it's Wednesday, Thursday.
And Friday
this weekend. Gotcha. Okay, but it opens up this weekend. Friday night.
Yes.
Okay, good deal. Just make sure we get all that out there. The Muni, of course, it's local theater. You guys do this for the passion of it, right?
Absolutely. It's we love doing it, and it's great to be back at it. First time in 3 years. Last show was Wizard of Oz in 2019. So.
That's wild. Yeah. That's wild to think about. Connor, is this your first foray into this?
No, I've been in a couple of Muni shows before. So I was in Evita in 2019, and then I was in Seussical in 2015.
And taking that break, I know for me, time seems to be going by so quick, but has the past 2 years been just crazy long?
Yeah, it seemed really long. I was actually... In 2020, I was cast in two of the shows that were supposed to happen that summer. So, yeah, unfortunately, so they decided to postpone them until the next year. And then with the pandemic not lifting up, they had to unfortunately cancel them. But it's really good to be back this year.
Well, good to hear. Again, Nickelodeon's The SpongeBob Musical, a musical about a sponge that lives under the sea and somehow saves the world, right? I mean, who's the protagonist here? Who's the villain in all of this?
That would be Plankton, who is played by Mark Wheeler. Plankton has he has one eye, right? So he's this little one-celled organism. So he wears an eye patch for a lot of the show. And his computer wife, Karen, played by Zoe Zara, they have the plan to. There's a volcano called Mount Humongous, and they have like a laser. They want to shoot at it, and they also want to hypnotize everybody in a big escape pod.
So, I mean, it sounds pretty elaborate.
Yeah.
You've got the music going on. You've got these costumes going on. What about special effects? Are there going to be, you know, people on wires flying around, or
there will be some special effects. We'll have there's some props. There's some wonderful lighting effects. There's some big set pieces that come on and off, there'll be also some very creative special effects. We have a lot of audio effects as well.
Yeah. I would imagine with an animated cartoon adaptation, you gotta get all kinds of things working together, not just the costumes, but any kind of special effects that are going on. Well, Connor and Kevin, thank you both for taking time with us here and letting us know. Again, it is SpongeBob the Musical, opens up Friday, and you've got dates all weekend long, including Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next weekend. $20 for reserved seats. $13 for general admission, plus free for 5 and under, and there are discounts for senior citizens and members of the military. So no excuse for you to not get out there and enjoy this Memorial Day weekend and get yourself to the Muni. Again, Connor, thanks for taking time with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Kevin, as always.
Bishop.
And we'll be back with more here with Springfield's Morning News. I'm Greg Bishop.